Yeah, it smells good.
Hello, and welcome to the Rancor's Brothel, issue number 32, I think. I'm your host, Matt. And with me today are two guests,
Brenton Frame
and Jeff Gorham.
I jokingly use the term guest for Brenton since we're in his house, so thank you, sir.
Dustin's not here tonight because he's flying back from the Land of Enchantment. If you don't know what that is, then you should have seen Thor.
Trail of Tears.
Trail of Tears, Enchantment Tears.
No Trail of Tears in Arizona, was there?
No, it was just a...
He's in New Mexico.
Yeah. Or
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they all went.
All the tears?
Yeah.
They went there.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. He's flying back because he was just last minute, flew out, you know, seeing family, because they just bought him a plane ticket randomly, and then he went out there and missed his flight. So, Justin Carmer?
Mm-hmm.
Justin Carmer, whenever you're hearing this, make sure you give him some shit. Some shit.
Super mega shit.
Yes.
So yeah, then we tried to do a riff track, and that didn't work out.
Yeah.
So now we're going to do a off-the-cuff Rancor's Brothel episode for you. I want to say thank you to Brenton for that awesome belch and our awesome theme music. Thank you very much.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did. It'll be on this episode.
Oh, I can't awesome. Wait to hear it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's tennis. So what does off-the-cuff mean? I mean, if we're going to talk about off-the-cuff and doing things off-the-cuff, what does that mean?
It's like, you know, when
they're
trying to shoot Wonder Woman, and she's like, bam, off the cuff.
Oh! So that's,
yes, it's deflecting bullets with your carpal tunnel syndrome.
What was the... No, I read, somebody posted it in the Brothel, on Facebook. It was the 10, or maybe I read it, and nobody else...
Oh, the strongest metals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman's was, like, number one.
Was number one. Yeah. I had never thought of that, yeah.
Her little, like, gauntlets, or whatever the fuck those
Stronger than adamantium?
Yeah.
Well, just in the Marvel Universe, vibranium is stronger than adamantium.
Yeah, adamantium was like 7 on the list.
What?
Yeah, vibranium.
I gotta see this shit.
Captain America's shield was what, like 3?
Yeah.
I think 3, and then Wonder Woman's bracers or whatever were number 1. I don't remember what number 2 was. And then they had some other stupid shit. Like
they were bondage restraints.
Yeah, stupid stuff. And then they had Thor's hammer, which is like 5, like the metal it was made of or whatever.
Forged in the heart of a dying sun.
And they had Nth Metal, too, from DC. That was on there. I don't remember how high it was on the list. It's a good... It was a good little list.
It was a neat read.
I need to see it.
Things you don't think about, you know?
If you guys listen to Mad Chat, then yesterday, Veterans Day, you would have seen or heard I had have a contest up for you to pick what Michelangelo figure I was going to present to Dustin today. But Dustin's not here. So he'll just find out about this when he hears this episode. He wanted me to give him a Michelangelo figure. I don't know why, but he just was very adamant about it.
That's his favorite.
I brought pro wrestling Michelangelo with weird flip action. He just falls.
That's going to give him like so many nerd boners at the same time. That's going to give him like...
We'll see if I can get that bad boy to flip.
Yeah, get him to flip.
That's going
to
give him... First of all, it's going to give him a Ninja Turtles
nerd boner. You got to hold him. You got to do this. Oh, shit.
I didn't work that time, did it, fucker? This is a compelling radio.
It's going to give him a Ninja Turtles boner. It's going to give him a wrestling boner. And it's going to give him an acrobatic boner.
Well, and plus, if you see how far Michelangelo's legs are split, too, it's going to give him a turtle fucking boner.
Yeah.
I like turtles.
I do like turtles. So much that I got one tattooed on my body.
I saw that. I need to get my tattoo expanded upon.
Yeah.
What's that?
I have a bass clef on my left bicep that... Lucas Patterson, if he's listening to this, he was going to do me up a design to get a half sleeve done, but he never did. So maybe I can get him to do that now that we're friends again.
Lucas,
I guess we're friends again. Maybe we were never not friends, but I hadn't heard from him in a while. Got to hear from him the other day. It's good.
Awkward thoughts.
Yeah.
Awkward emotions.
Hey, Lucas, if you're listening, and I know you are because you're a good patron, and you better listen to this. This is Brenton. I am talking now. You should do a... do me like a one-off, do me hard, first of all, and then do me a one-off drawing that I can tattoo to my body, and it's got to be like Bloody Viking stuff, since that's my heritage, and then after I tattoo it, we're going to burn the copy, because nobody else can have it ever.
Okay, two things. Number
Why
one.
Why not the copy in your arm?
Number one, don't, Lucas, don't do what these guys are telling you to do because we're doing a comic book together. So we have work to do.
I'll pay you.
Number two. Damn number it, Brett. Two. Number money, two. My one weakness.
All right.
Number two, I had an idea for a tattoo place like that.
Yeah.
Where you could have an on-staff artist who all day long made individual pieces. You own the copyright to it. And it was called Last Chance Tattoo.
Nice.
You could you burn the copy there.
I would name it Works for Hire Tattoo. That's when you keep the copyright and the art, you hire an artist. It's Works for Hire. All right. Moving on.
What the fuck are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
If
I hire you to draw something, but I retain the ownership, that's a work for hire.
Thank you, lawyer. Discount X-Men.
Copyright lawyer.
Okay, so we have... Are we doing the one?
Backflip professional wrestling Michelangelo.
Okay. Mike Cooksey is one of our Discount X-Men. And all he can do, basically... Okay, so he can talk normally when he's by himself. Okay?
And only when he's by himself.
Only when he's by himself.
Like the tree falls in the forest, does it make a noise?
Yeah, exactly. Like, he can, you know, Mike Cooksey's other speech is theoretical. No one's actually ever heard it. But anyways. And then when he's, you know, into battle, you know, you were talking about him being an antagonizer. I think that's a very good idea.
He's in the forefront before Wolverine and Storm and Jean Grey all run in there.
Yeah.
He sent in Mike Cooksey first.
Well, he's right after Respawn.
Okay.
Yeah, because Respawn, you know, nobody likes...
He's the scout.
Yeah, he's the scout, and then he gets killed. And then Mike goes in and, you know...
Send in to disorient the other side.
Yeah, exactly. And Mike, you know...
Scramble their thoughts.
He can only say two things in battle. He can say, nope! And because you're stupid. So
let's give an example.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, what's going
on? Nope!
Oh. So are we doing
Because you're stupid.
Oh.
And that's how Mike Cooksey works. And if any of you have met him in real life, this is 100% true.
I don't know. I get through to Mike. He's never done that to me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm some sort of Mike Cooksey whisperer.
Nope! Because you're stupid.
The Mike Cooksey whisperer.
Cooksey and I do whisper obscene things to each other a
lot. You know,
lot,
I think you can be a Discount X-Men, the Mike Cooksey whisperer.
Oh.
And I can't stop eating this candy. Can we move it away?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
And then the other Discount X-Men besides the Mike Cooksey whisperer that we just came up with now is Hash Tagman. And basically, this kind of...
So like, would his driver's license say Tagman, comma Hash?
Maybe.
Or...
Well, this is because when I was a kid, this is a disorder I think that some children can have, and it's actually been popularized on what TV show was that?
Oh, I can't remember the name of it. It's got the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, and the dad who's the janitor off of Scrubs.
Yeah,
yeah. Whatever that movie is, or whatever that show is, the little kid, whenever he says stuff, sometimes he repeats, you know,
like the last phrase
of the sentence or last couple words. So he'll be like, but he says it quieter and kind of under his breath. So he'll be like, you know, I'm going to say this louder just so everybody can hear, but he'd be like, oh my gosh, I want to go to the store. Go to the store. You know, like, okay. Real quiet, but he does it like really creepy and stuff like that. And I did that as a child for a couple of years. And I repeated myself just saying random things and stuff like that. So Hash Tagman, kind of does the same thing, except he doesn't actually repeat the phrase. His sidekick does. His sidekick's just with him the whole time and repeats everything that he, you know, just repeats the last phrase.
Doesn't he say hashtag?
And
before?
He says hashtag.
Oh, so it's like a Twitter assistant.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, basically. So just, you know, pick a sentence and just say whatever you want.
I really love these M&Ms.
Really love, oh, hashtag really love these M&Ms.
Hashtag nom 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 nom.
Hashtag nom. You know, so that's what he does, and it's really, he's a Discount X-Men. So, you know, that's his, that's his job, and, you know, this might come in handy, I think, maybe in a communication style. You know, maybe they're in the heat of battle, and they're like, come back with that last, you know, I didn't hear whatever, but Hashtagman, you know, his sidekick's there to...
But then he's the only whispering it. So
yeah, like, so they still don't fucking
say that again, over, and then Hashtagman's sidekick's like, the enemy is close. Hashtag the enemy is close. What?
They still don't hear it the second time.
Or if they were in battle, he's just tweeting all this shit out, and the other guys are subscribed to their Twitter followers. No, exactly.
Oh, we're going to battle the X-Men. Like, follow Geraldo, on Twitter.
Yeah. Geraldo Rivera. Like, this is where we're coming through. Right here, everybody.
That's awesome. You know, and I think Hashtagman also, you know, his powers can extend past just saying it. You know, like Jeff maybe suggested he could tweet it, but I think he also writes a lot of things down. So, he's got a journal full of a whole bunch of hashtags and then like words and phrases, and they're all, none of them make sense because it's just the last idea of
the whole, whatever somebody yeah, else said.
It's just the last part of the idea. So, you know, he'll just have like hashtag pretzels, you know, or hashtag baby wipes, you know, stuff like that. People, you'd never be able to put it together.
Baby
so,
wipes?
Yeah.
Is this a shopping list for a crazy person? What is this?
Pretzels and baby wipes. That's all we need.
Oh my God. What do we usually do next is the Star Wars Minute. I don't have anything prepared.
I have a question about Star Wars, actually.
Cool.
Were there any, like, supreme beings in Star Wars that kind of avoided everything? Because they were, you know, like...
You mean like the Q in Star Trek or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
I mean, there's that giant fucking worm that they land the Millennium Falcon in, but
oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's a supreme
I would say that most of the members of the Jedi Council were. I mean, they avoided, I mean, other than their particular parts doing their diplomatic duties to the Jedi, you know, Republic, I don't think that they really went after any sort of battles. If you look at it, Mace Windu and Yoda, that was all retaliatorical stuff.
Well, yeah, they were, I mean, peacekeepers.
Right.
Did Coruscant ever have any major battles?
God, yes, in the Yuuzhan Vong War, which is not in the movies.
My name's pronounced croissant.
Oh,
I had one this morning. Delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like, okay, in the opening of Episode 3,
okay,
they are in the upper atmosphere of Coruscant, fighting Dooku's and Grievous'
that's
forces.
That's right. And then that fucking huge-ass ship crashes. And
yeah, and Anakin cuts the hands and head off of a...
Dooku. Yeah. Oh, spoiler! And then old, fucking, what's his fuck? The Emperor's name? Sidious is
Palpatine.
All like... Palpatine. He's all like, very good, Anakin.
Hashtag very good.
Oh, man.
Shit the Emperor says. Hashtag shit the Emperor says.
I really want there to be a crossover now between X-Men and Star Wars.
There's a crossover between X-Men and Star Trek.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen that.
That's awesome.
It's a book.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. So any more Star Wars questions, gentlemen? Jeff, anything you've ever wondered about Star Wars?
Well, I wondered for a long time when there was going to be Episode 7, 8, 9, but we know that they're coming out soon. So
yes.
What do you guys think
they
about that?
They actually just put out the release date of Episode 7.
You know, they're still casting.
It's like the week of Christmas 2015.
I just saw that thing. Well, it's speculation that they're casting for the two main roles for the next Star Wars movie because Disney put out this thing saying, we're casting, we need a girl between this age and
yeah, that. Yeah, that was like a couple months ago. I remember that.
Yeah. I thought about trying out, but it said athletic, and I bowed out.
The girl thing didn't bother you, huh?
No, the girl thing didn't bother me. You know, I'm pretty close to a 17-year-old girl anyway, but being athletic...
How are her parents with that? Are they comfortable how close you're getting with her?
they don't know
she's in the crawl space.
Yeah, they don't need to know. So, anyways...
By close to a 17-year-old girl, I mean every night I sleep on top of her corpse.
Yeah.
What?
Peek into Brenton Frame's life right now.
Yeah. Oh, a little window into madness.
It's all true.
Versus.
Oh, yes.
Versus this week is, I had Dustin and, Dustin's not here. I had Brenton and Jeff each pick somebody. So, Brenton, who'd you pick?
Who did I pick?
I don't remember. You didn't tell me yet.
No, that's right. Timothy Oliphant.
Okay.
Off of Justified. So
Raylan Givens.
Raylan Givens.
Anton Chigurh from No Country for Old Men.
All right, so that is Javier Bardem's character from No Country for Old Men. And they are fighting at...
Roll the dice.
Where's the dice?
Where's the 20?
Where's the...
You went that way.
I'll just roll this box of Butterfingers.
Oh, I knocked over my beer.
Oh, no.
There's
landed,
a little sip in there, anyway.
Landed with the back up, and the numbers, the immediate number that I see is 28, so we can't do that.
There's the dice.
Oh, there's the dice. Okay. Roll the
dice. Idiot.
16.
And what was that?
That was the fucking Chinese theater.
Yeah, Grohmann's
Chinese
theater.
Chinese theater.
Yeah, at in
Hollywood, USA.
There it is.
Hollywood, California.
Hollywood. Chinese theater. For those of you that don't know, the Chinese theater was built in it's a real famous place right off the Hollywood Strip.
It's where all those dumbasses put their feet and their hands in the mud.
A lot of people. Cement. A lot of people. It was actually recently featured as a location in Iron Man 3, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where the extremist virus blow up happened.
Spoiler. Another one.
Yeah, spoiler for one of the kind of.
You're one of three people in America that haven't seen the movie.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying one scene that wasn't really all that important, except for one character gets injured, but it's not really that big of a deal in the whole grand scheme of things, anyway.
Yeah, because he likes.
Well, when you break it down like that,
he likes old movies.
Spoiler: somebody went to the bathroom in that movie.
Okay, so we're at Grauman's Chinese Theater, where you have a lot of big Hollywood premieres.
A lot of big Hollywood stars, even.
Mm-hmm.
Dipping their hands and their feet in the cement.
And we got Raylan Givens.
Yeah.
He's finally, as a U.S. Marshal, been able to track down, what's the guy's name again?
Anton Chigurh.
Anton Chigurh. He's been following him since Anton passed through Kentucky.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and he came through Harlan County, and old Raylan said we ain't having none of that. Since he has federal authority, he can cross state lines, so he continued his pursuit.
And old Anton was using his cow punchers.
Yeah, his little
donkey cow puncher. It's a donkey puncher.
He was just murdering cows left and right in Harlan County. They're like, we got to get to the bottom of this.
So. Yeah, what is that? Let me look that up.
We got a chupacabra. Right. What is this going on here?
So, okay, so Harlan, fucking, Raylan is...
Raylan corners him where the extremist virus blow-up happens.
I like it. Okay. I like it.
Anton is still lugging around his gigantic tank of compressed air.
By this time, he's got a beastly one arm.
he does have a gun.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll go ahead and...
Yeah, he's got like a... He's got
not
like
that
a,
he needs it.
No. He's got the... What does he have? Like a shotgun with like a silencer on it?
Something.
It's like a silenced shotgun, isn't it?
Yeah, it was...
I haven't seen that movie in a couple years.
Yeah, it's got some sort of suppressor on there. I'm not exactly sure if it's a real factory made or if it's something that he made up.
Yeah. Either way, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe he killed Woody Harrelson either. So he's going to have to answer for that.
What?
In the movie, he kills Woody Harrelson?
Harrelson's in the movie? Man, it's been a real...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So another thing, Raylan's going to have to take him into the brig for fucking...
Brig?
Jail?
Brig? In the Navy?
Yeah.
In the Navy.
Yeah. All of a sudden, they're transported to the USS Philadelphia.
Did you guys see that new Navy vessel?
No.
The USS Gerald Ford?
No.
It's like the it's the most state-of-the-art like aircraft carrier.
Does it have four giant... Like hovering things.
It does. How did you know?
Yeah.
No, it's just it was just really cool. I saw it on Yahoo today. They've been talking about it all week.
The USS who?
Gerald Ford.
Gerald Ford.
Old Gerald Ford. Old Jer Bear.
Okay, Raylan pulls out his gun, says, "Give me a reason to use it."
Yeah.
What does Anton do, Jeff?
He turns around with that shotgun and tries to spray him, but it's not gonna work out.
Is it a spray and pray?
No, he just has to. He's got his back turned right to him, so it's not a spray and pray. He's just going to turn around real quick and try to draw and pull the trigger where he thinks Raylan's going to be.
Gotcha.
But what we don't know that you find out in season 5 of Justified is that Raylan Givens is a gifted voice thrower.
He is. He can throw his voice all the way across the Chinese area.
You mean China?
Chinese theater.
Yeah, the theater area. No, not China. That'd be really good.
The Chinese
that's amazing
area where the Chinese go.
Throw your voice.
No, he turns the spray shot and he ends up hitting a Captain America impersonator who's taking a he's taking his picture with a bunch of orphans.
Clearly doesn't have a
orphans with cancer.
He doesn't have a vibranium shield. It just pierces whatever fucking plastic disc he's carrying.
Like, no, children, I'll save you. And he holds up his plastic shield and his arm just gets completely cut in two from the shells. I love it.
So now all hell breaks loose. Everyone's running every which
way. Screaming and running every which
mass
way,
hysteria,
crossing lines of
cats
fire.
Cats and dogs living together.
I noticed your Ghostbusters keychain, too. That's
Raylan, I think he's going to jump behind the same thing that Happy... a character in Iron Man 3 jumped behind. During the
little Chinaman cart?
Yes, the little Chinaman cart slash... what is the fucking...
Shawarma?
No, it's souvenir cart.
Okay.
That's what it is, sorry. And then he picks up a metal thing on the ground and says, "This doesn't belong to you." And then, no, I'm just kidding, that didn't happen. But it did. So he's sitting back there, and old boy with the shotgun's got him pinned, right? I mean, or is he out in the open, or is he just round in a corner? Or?
Well, I think that he was out in the open whenever he took the shot, but when people started scattering everywhere.
Scattering, he had perfect cover to run off.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's running down Hollywood and Vine.
Cow-punching people left and right.
Cow-punching people left and right.
Yeah.
Ma'am, can I use your cell phone? I really just hit you in that on accident.
That was awesome.
That was a dick move. Sorry.
Yeah, and so he has a cell phone now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he cowpunched that lady and took her cell phone.
And he calls the cops on Raylan Given.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of bold move that Anton would make.
Yeah.
So he calls the cops. There's a gunman in the, you know...
whatever block of Chinese theater.
Grumman's Chinese theater. He's opening fire. He's behind a cart.
He's crazy. Wearing a cowboy hat.
Right. So then the cops show up and shoot Raylan Givens dead.
I was going to say, Raylan finds Anton Chigurh, so he goes hand over the shotgun. So he slides the shotgun to him, picks it up. Cops come right at that minute, catch Raylan with the shotgun.
Because doesn't Anton get away in the end, right? Like, that's a movie where the bad guy wins.
Yeah.
I think in this versus Anton Chigurh has to win.
But Raylan Givens, you can't kill him, because he got shot. Like, he's been shot, like...
a lot.
Ooh, maybe he gets arrested by the cops, and they take him in, and they find out he's a federal officer and all this stuff. And yeah. But
Anton's long gone by this time.
Anton's long gone. So we call it a draw?
Yeah, I'll take that. And he's already cowpunched.
No, we can never have draws. That's a rule.
Well, we'll just say that he wins as far as in the verses, because he got away, you know.
He survived.
Yeah. They both survived, but Anton gets away, and Raylan's currently being investigated. For
federal pound you in the ass penitentiary. Yeah.
Why are you even here? You're supposed to be in Kentucky.
Yeah. What are you doing this side of the Mississippi? And on top of that, where's Cowpuncher going? You know, like...
Back to New Mexico? Trail of Tears?
Why would he go all the way to California?
The old Trail of Enchantment?
Because that's where he trailed him to. Raymond.
Okay, Raylan. Wait. That's not making any sense.
Raylan chased him to Hollywood.
Yeah.
But if he was going to New Mexico...
He was trying to throw him off.
Oh, okay. I'll throw him off and then backtrack.
I'll go 3,000 or 1,000 miles out of my way just to throw him off my trail.
Nice. Yeah. Again, a dick move that Anton Chigurh would do. So that works.
All of a sudden, Tommy Lee Jones!
But it's actually Tommy Lee Jones from Men in Black.
Yeah. You will not remember this. Yeah.
Break out the neuralizer.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Gentlemen.
Thank you. How are you? We are beautiful gentlemen.
How are we?
How are you?
Well, other than making the investment of two beautiful little children, Dustin and I have children now.
You have kids.
That's what happens whenever you have gay butt sex. Spontaneously, you pass two beautiful little goats.
I did not birth the goats.
Dustin did.
Dustin birthed the goats.
In your relationship, I would have to say that you're probably the butch.
Yeah.
He'd be the bitch.
Yeah, Dustin has a larger birthing canal.
Birthing canal.
Oh, it makes me so sick on the inside when someone says things like birthing canal and mucus and...
Cunt?
No, cunt's okay. That doesn't bother me so much. Except
what if I'm talking about a cunt that's, like, splayed open?
That's moist and you can see your birthing canal.
And now all the girls in the podcast are like, oh my God!
There aren't any girls to listen to this podcast.
I'm going to show you the video of when Joe was born.
No, please don't. No, I'm fine. Whenever
someone's
going to
hold you down and Clockwork Orange you.
I know people that make... I've heard of people making videos like, why would you do that? Why would you have a video with that?
As soon as...
Hey, everybody, we got a cocktail party, you know, we're going to have some drinks. Yeah, come on over, we'll watch the birthing video.
Because at home, I have a file now that has the first noise my son ever made. The first cries.
Man, as soon as someone...
That's all I need.
As soon as someone says he's crowning, I just start running. Oh. You know, because like...
I say that every time.
Okay, here's the story. Here's the story of the birth of Joe.
Okay.
So my mom is in there, and Natalie's mom is in the room, and then me, and of course Natalie's in her bed. The doctors want people to hold the legs, so I'm holding one leg, and my mom's holding the other leg. Up at Natalie's head is her mom, who's like, you know, wiping her off with a wet washcloth and stuff and, you know, calming, soothing her.
Why do they want to hold the ice chips? Do they turn into, like, Hitmonlee or something?
Well,
Hulk.
When they're pushing, they're pushing their legs, too, so you've got to push back on the legs.
They Hulk out.
So, anyway.
Pokemon reference.
They don't go get the doctor until the child has started to crown. So, Natalie has to push for the nurse, and she's pushing and pushing. I'm watching the birth canal, because I'm right there. I'm at the leg, right? And I keep seeing, like, as it would open, there'd be this little, like, it'd just be black. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Open, black. And then she'd push again, open, and there's blackness. And so the nurse was like, okay, he's crowning. I'm going to go get the doctor. I put my head, like, I bend down, and I put, like, literally 3 inches from her vagina is my face. And that's why I realized that's the top of my son's head. It's his hair. It's black.
Yeah.
And
but you thought it was a praying mantis.
I couldn't tell.
You thought it wasn't going to be yours?
So, like, I'm like this, and I peek up, and I look over, and Natalie and her mom are looking at me with the most horrified expression.
What's going on?
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You guys just wanted to see him. I saw him before you did. I win.
Oh, okay. Man.
And then she shit him the rest of the way out, and...
Winner can't eat at for the rest of the week dinner.
Who can't eat for the rest
I
of the
would
week?
Not after seeing that.
Oh, no, it was fine. Dude, they had room service at our hospital. It was great.
I don't know.
Don't put it there. Don't put the food there.
Well, you know, childbirth is...
Where the baby was.
Childbirth is, you know, a miracle.
No, no, no. I mean, the you know, nowadays they don't do it like the way they used to. So the room that we stayed in was the room that Natalie gave birth in. It was the room they checked her into. She had her own little birthing suite. And she slept in that bed for like the next 2 nights. It was awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, it was cool. And I had my own bed in there, and we had a big screen TV, and the first thing we did... We decided that within his first 24 hours of life, we wanted him to watch Holy Grail. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. We thought that'd be great.
So, you know, I still have not seen that all the way through.
God, my fucking day-old son has seen it.
Well, you know.
No, Brent and I don't know, so listen to this PSA and learn something today. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Follow Network's mega-celebrity, Dustin Leinenbach. I am here today to speak about a nightmarish reality that has crippled our nation. Each night, American citizens all across the country find themselves in a position of grave danger. As many of you may know, human evolution has provided us with nasal cavities known to the layperson as nostrils. On an average of 4 times a year, these passages become somewhat of an attractive destination for the likes of an 8-legged beast unknown to the layperson as Nostrilus penetris. These foul demons approach silently and without notice. Arriving upon your upper lip, they begin to perform a seemingly unusual dance. But upon closer inspection, one would discover a very complex combination of leg movements. This is in preparation for the immediate arousal, cavity entrance, and sexual release. Should you jostle yourself awake during their mating ritual, do not be alarmed. As long as you remain calm and do not interrupt the process, you may procure a stuffy nose in the morning. But just lying still and accepting it will prevent these giant spiders from stabbing you in the neck with their death claws. This has been a public service announcement from Follow Networks. Take care now. Bye-bye then.
Pardon me.
Oh, my goodness. Gentlemen, let's talk about our meat and potatoes this week. Number Thor 2 came out this weekend. So let's talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The MCU.
The old Maku.
Let me tell you. Yeah, or the cinematic universe of Marvel.
The Kumu? The Kumu.
The cinematic universe of Markum. Oh, the Cum. Okay, yeah. Got it.
That's funny. Well, I think there. How many movies have there been so far?
Well, we had counting Iron Man 3, 7. Three. Right? But Iron Man. Incredible Hulk came out at the same time. Then you had Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man 2, and Avengers, and then Iron Man 3. So 7, yeah.
What about
Blade?
Ghost Runner.
Ghost Rider? Right. Different studio.
Not
the Marvel-Disney connection.
Well, and then there's the other Hulk.
Yeah, that was an abomination.
I thought it was good. Because Nick Nolte's my man. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That shit's the jam, man.
Nick Nolte.
That's your best impersonation ever.
Of Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet Gary Busey could do a pretty good Nick Nolte.
I bet Nick Nolte could do a good Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Those two are probably cousins, like in real life. Yeah. They look very similar, and they are both crazy.
I will admit, as a child, getting them confused.
Yeah.
Still do.
Yeah, not anymore.
Mr. Noisemaker gonna start barking thunder.
So, you asked about Ghost Rider. We've had 2 Ghost Rider movies. We had the Daredevil flick and Elektra. We had the Fantastic Four. We had 3 Spider-Man movies.
Batman.
We've had...
Another Spider-Man movie.
5 X-Men movies now.
Yeah.
Well, 6 X-Men movies, right?
And the new one's
the
coming out
soon. The first 3 X-Men, then there was...
2 Wolverines.
2 Wolverines and the...
Days of Future Past.
Well, no, not Days, no, the First Class.
Yeah, First Class.
I love First Class.
So awesome. Those are all done by different studios, so... Yeah. Which sucks because, like, you know, the culminating experience of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is the Avengers. Spider-Man's an Avenger, Wolverine and Beast are Avengers, Storm's an Avenger. It's kind of like, yeah, ah, shit's all in other studios.
Spider-Man, yeah. Those are the two that I would like to see eventually in the Avengers, yeah. But probably won't happen.
Well, you say that, but like, you know, they have for the second Avengers movie, they have Quicksilver, who's a mutant. He's the son of Magneto. And then they also...
He's going to be in there?
In Days of Future Past, he's also in that, played by a different actor. That's two different studios. Weird. Yeah.
So wait, Magneto had a son?
Magneto had three children. He had the twins, which were Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch, which is Wanda and Pietro Maximoff. And then he had Polaris, who is... Lorna Dane is her name.
Do they have his powers?
Polaris does. Quicksilver's like the Flash.
Funny. Okay.
And Scarlet Witch can warp reality.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Quicksilver's like super running fast guy.
He's super running fast guy. Yeah. Red and blue super guy.
You don't really hear a lot about, you know, the offspring of mutants, you know?
If you read a comic book, you do.
So there's a lot of mutant bastard child. Bastard children.
No, like, I mean, Cable, that's the son of
Wire?
Cyclops. Cyclops and Jean Grey.
I thought you meant, like, Cable, the son of Wire. And String.
Bishop and Jubilee, weren't they sons of other mutants as well?
No.
Okay.
No.
Nope.
Nope! Good stupid.
Shit.
I'm trying to think of an example. Let me think here. So we've got the Dakin, the son of Wolverine.
We got Brogan.
Brogan.
Yeah.
Fuck. Who else? Wow, I guess maybe there isn't a whole lot.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not well...
I know, like, there's back... Like, the Mastermind, he had three daughters that all had his power. They were called Lady Mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Somebody cloned Emma Frost and made the Stepford Cuckoos. They all have her power.
She is hot. I would take her home and respect her.
Nightcrawler is Mystique's son.
Yeah. They don't go into that at all in the second movie, do they?
Not really.
Hmm.
No. You just see them sit next to each other and talk for a second.
Well, yeah, because you never hear about her popping one out, and you don't even know who was the father of...
The father of Nightcrawler is Azazel,
which
they brought in First Class.
Right.
So you actually can kind of run across that they're going to end up meeting, because Jennifer Lawrence Mystique goes with that group.
That's jacked up. Just picturing Mystique and Azazel, like, does he just poof in and out, and then it's, you know... So it's all done? Or...
Like, it wasn't consensual?
Yeah, just, pow, you're he done. Just
teleport raped her?
You will have my baby now.
Gross.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's some elements of it.
I see him in the other room, just stroking it, getting ready. I'm close. Poof into the next room. Just poof back out.
Jeff, that's awful.
You guys are going to play to the memory in my mind.
Memory?
The vision.
Yeah.
Yes, the memory.
You were there.
You know, what they were actually going to do, Nightcrawler's original, like, his origin was supposed to be, Mystique's a lesbian later in life.
Huh.
And she was going to be in the form of a man who impregnated her lover.
Tranny?
No, she was going to...
Be a man.
Be a man and impregnate her lover, Agatha Harkness.
Where do they get these names? And can you imagine a Azazel porn? Like, it's the shortest on-screen performance ever.
Faster than me after some beers.
Oh, man. Harkness?
Agatha Harkness?
Agatha Harkness.
She's a psychic mutant.
Okay, so this is what happened. Like instead a
future-seeing mutant.
Instead of having a couple people sitting around thinking of Discount X-Men, they're like, let's think of the worst redneck... names. Or not even redneck.
I say Agatha's not really redneck.
Yeah. No, that's old name. That's a really old name. Not redneck. I don't mean that. But I mean just like, let's think of the worst names to put together. Like Harkness and Agatha. You know?
I think that they had a 26-sided die and just roll. Letter 13 is...
Yeah.
That might really have been it. I mean, you can always tell which ones are named by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby.
Yeah.
Because it's like Peter Parker. Matt Murdock,
yeah.
You know, Reed Richards. After that, you're like, you get characters with, like, Agatha Harkness.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even think about the Fantastic Four. Those movies.
Those movies as well were done by Fox, I believe.
Bastards.
Yeah.
They need to remake all those.
They are.
Are they?
Yeah, because the Human Torch is Michael B. Jordan from Chronicle.
Michael Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Which one was he? The bad, the kid, or the bad kid?
The one, or the one that tried to retire and play baseball for 3 years.
42
and golf.
No, Michael Jordan.
Oh, sorry. No, Michael B. Jordan is black though. He's a black kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's not the one that got. No, he didn't get. He's not the brother either.
He's the one that gets like hit by an airplane or struck by lightning or something flying around. All right.
Yeah.
So he's been cast as the Human Torch, but I don't think they've cast the other three members.
Well, I could be, you know.
The Invisible Girl?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then you wouldn't be on camera, you'd be invisible. It works out.
Yeah.
Pretty good system right there. Or you'd be super stretchy guy.
Super stretchy guy? Yeah, he's got cool powers. Stretching and stuff.
I don't know
he
how
he stretches
like
out
that.
To next week.
Like, in the comic books in Ultimate X-Men,
yeah.
Reed Richards is immortal.
Is he?
Because of his power. Like, he doesn't have to eat, breathe, sleep, drink, anything. His body is made of living rubber. He does not need nutrition, anything like that. You
no
can't penetrate
necessary.
His skin, so you can't cut his head off because he's made out of this super elastic shit.
Nice.
Yeah. So he had actually gone into a pocket universe. For like 2,000 years, and then came back into this continuity. Very interesting. So he's, yeah.
How did that affect the universe when he came back in?
Like, well, he's a bad guy now.
Oh.
In the Ultimate Comics.
They always go bad.
Don't they?
Yeah. All the bad apples. So.
But what he does in that, which I think is really cool, so he still only has two eyes.
Yeah.
But, like, if he's in his lab and he needs, like, 8 different things done at once, he can stretch, like, he can stretch himself into duplicates as long as they're still connected by a thin string.
Weird.
But he's only got two eyes, so, like, he'll have to move his eye from this body to this body to that body. In order to see what he's doing over here.
That's very awkward. Because
he can't figure it out from touch.
Yeah.
It's very weird. He has, like, he has stretched his brain, his skull and brain to a point that he won't ever change it. He's made them extra large so that he's smarter. I don't know how that works.
That's fucking...
That seems physically impossible.
That's ridiculous.
But, yeah. So, hopefully they don't do anything like that in the reboot.
Yeah.
Okay, Marvel Cinematic Universe. We start out with... Which one came first, the Hulk or Iron Man?
Iron Man, I think.
I think Hulk came first.
Yeah, that's right. Hulk did come first. Yeah,
but, I mean, they were only like 6 weeks difference, I think.
Yeah, they were right around the same time.
The Hulk came first, and then... Well, no. Didn't Iron Man come first? Because Tony Stark makes a cameo at the end of the Hulk.
I don't know.
They were filming at the same time, so...
If only there was a device on the table at which you could look this up on IMDb.
Yeah.
While we're talking.
We have 3 of them within arm's reach.
This one sucks, so we only need 2.
That was the one with the computer.
Yeah.
All right.
You gotta boot it and stuff.
Boot it.
It's a Toshiba, so it's not the most reliable.
Which came first?
The chicken.
Oh, that's first.
With an
F? Hulk or Iron Man?
First,
yes.
First with an F.
Movies. Make sure you put movies on there.
Yeah.
Because... I tried to type first, but autocorrect changed it to fists.
Which came fist? Which fist came? Oh my gosh. Speaking of crowning.
No!
Alright, the Incredible Hulk's supposed to take place after Iron Man 2, is what they're saying. But...
Yeah.
But as far as
crowning... I knew that because in Iron Man 2, you see footage of the Hulk on the news.
Yeah, and he's already... And then, I think, with the cameo on the outside...
God damn it, man.
And then with the cameo on the outside, like, on the end of the Hulk movie, you know, Tony Stark already had, like, I've got the shit ironed out. You know, he just had
because he says, like, oh, you wear such nice suits.
Yeah, yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see which one came out first. Iron Man was made first.
But did it come out first?
I think...
I want to say Iron Man...
Iron Man came out the summer before.
I was going to say, I thought it was.
No.
That's what they're saying on this little message.
Go to IMDb.
Oh, Christ.
Internet sorry, type in database. Iron Man and get the release date. Or you do it on Wikipedia, that's fine too. Get the release date and then do the same thing for...
Alright, Iron Man, 2008, and it was...
What's the date?
2nd May.
Okay,
May
2nd. 2008.
I remember the poster.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I also...
Is that your mutant power?
Yeah.
Are you super running fast guy?
After the motorcycle crash, I can remember a lot of stuff.
Alright, Incredible Hulk. Here we go.
Incredible Hulk was first, I think.
13th June.
After.
So, just 6 weeks.
6 weeks difference, but Incredible Hulk after Iron Man.
5 weeks. 4 weeks. Five.
Six. 6 weeks.
Something around
calendars and stuff. And days.
It was 6 weeks.
Yeah.
29.
Yeah. Oh, for Christ's sake, are you into the math on
that's
it?
That's what I said, because I thought that the Iron Man had to come out first because everybody stayed to the end of the Hulk. Because they're like, Iron Man's in it, you know, like, fucking cameo, and then that's what happened.
Okay.
So.
I don't remember, because I didn't watch either of these in theaters, is really ridiculous for as big a nerd as I am.
Yeah.
I saw the Hulk in theaters, and I think I missed Iron Man for some reason, but, oh yeah, that's Kentucky Derby weekend, that's why.
Yeah. That'll ruin it for old Jeffy Poo. He loves his horses.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
And mojitos, probably.
No.
Mojitos?
Yeah.
Mint julep.
That's what I meant. It's the same thing. It's just different.
Yeah, it's whiskey instead of rum. That's basically the difference.
That sounds like two really similar drinks.
Yeah.
Other than that, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
And juleps instead of leaves.
Oh, and they're both really, really feminine.
Not a mint julep. That's delicious. A man drink.
Yeah, I bet.
A man
julep. You had one at my birthday party.
I know, but you also made me prance around in that little suit.
A man julep.
Yeah, with the tutu on it. You can't tell me to bend over and pick up quarters? Oh, I'm sorry.
No one's supposed to know about that.
So can you say Matt Julep and Matt Hito?
Hito.
To make
a man
Hito.
A man Julep.
This here's a man Hito.
It ain't no...
It's delicious. Yeah. You're disgusting. The only ones I saw in the theater, I saw Iron Man 2 in the theater. I saw Thor... No, I didn't see Thor.
I saw Thor in the theater. You didn't see that in the theater?
No, like... Every time these movies come out, whenever there's something big, like during the wintertime and the spring and shit, I can go to movies all the time. This shit always comes out in the summertime when I'm broke.
Right, uh-huh.
And because for when these movies were coming out, my wife was teaching, but she wasn't getting paid over the summers like she does now.
Right.
And so that really sucked balls.
Well, you could have just flown out to New Mexico and, well, you don't have money for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't have that. The only one I saw Iron Man 2 in theaters, and I saw Avengers in theaters a couple times. When that came out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was it. Isn't that fucking weird for, like, super nerd here?
I saw them all. I even saw, I saw Daredevil in theaters. Makes me sad. I downloaded that song.
What song?
Man Without Fear. It's a good song. Uh-oh. Touch my pad! There we go.
Yeah. I can't tell you which ones I saw for sure in theaters. I mean, I remember Iron Man 3, The Avengers.
I saw Iron Man 3 in theaters, too.
Captain America, Thor, but... Past that, I don't really remember, like, what ones I saw for sure in theaters and which ones I didn't. I know that, for me, it's much more important that I own the copy when it comes out.
Yeah.
Well, and that's good, too. You know, you don't really have to spend to see it to begin with, but, you know, I think you get giddy, like, going to see it, you know? You're like, oh, my God, there's going to be a whole bunch of other
whenever it first comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I can't wait any longer. I need to go see it.
Sorry.
But yeah.
He just ripped his pants clean off.
I recently got the box set this past spring with the Avengers, the Phase 1 Avengers Assemble.
And it's in a briefcase with a Tesseract?
Yeah, I've seen it. And this thing is pure pussy magnet. Okay.
Yeah. No, I lost a few of the other copies I had of the other movies recently in a transaction. And so I had to replace them, so I went ahead and bought the box set.
I feel like this is some kind of secret mafia shit that we should not be...
Nope.
Oh, God. What? I smell it now, too. I don't know how that one bypassed me and went to Jeff first, but anyways.
Much like Raylan Givens throwing his voice, I can hear my farts.
Brenton's been my scout for farts.
Yeah.
The fart-sniffing scout.
Reese Pawn, except for that one.
Okay. Guys.
Well, no, okay, so, but, don't you get excited going to see them at the theaters and knowing at least, like, opening night and the, you know, the next couple days.
Yeah. And eating 40 pounds of popcorn. I can't eat popcorn responsibly. I pig out on the shit. When we go see Thor tomorrow, we're going to have a bunch of popcorn. I'm going to split a big bucket. I'll cut the hole in the bottom.
You two are adorable. I remember when I went to go see Avengers, I got to see it a week before it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to... tickets to a screener, and like I got the tickets for the screener was at like 6:30. I got the tickets at like 4, so like I had no turnaround time. I had an infant at home, and I called my wife. I was like, I'm not going home after work. I'll be home tonight. Love you. Bye.
You didn't even really have time to be excited or tell anyone about it. You just had to go.
I mean, like, and I had two tickets. I could have brought somebody, but like I didn't have time.
Yeah,
I would have taken off work. I would have come and seen it.
But it actually worked out going by myself because I still, even though I got there like well before the show, I was 150 people back in line. I didn't know if I was going to make it in.
Oh, man.
Because it was first come, first serve. It wasn't a guaranteed
first
spot.
Come, first serve. Okay.
But because I didn't need to get seats together, they could use me to fill in anywhere.
Okay.
So that worked out really well.
That's
nice. I ended up sitting right behind two Disney executives that were sitting there with iPads, taking notes. Like,
weird.
Seriously. Like, yeah, there was a phone check at the door. You had to turn in your cell phone.
But they let these guys... Well, they're Disney execs.
The Disney execs, they were the ones running the whole show.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because, like, when I first went and saw it, there was no shawarma scene at the end. Mm. That was filmed that week.
Interesting.
And then put on the cut. So that's kind of fun. They sent an extra reel out to everybody that had that. So that's kind of fun.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, you get to a part in the movie in Avengers when, like, I don't know, like, when Hulk punches Thor out of the frame. And everybody just loses it laughing, you know? They're like tap 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 taking their little notes to send back to Disney.
Oh, and when he starts like pounding Loki into the ground, I remember people.
Or even when he does that, the best thing, the thing that I watch every week, when he was like, "That's my secret cap. I'm always angry." He just turns and punches that thing.
Yeah,
fucking makes my dick so hard, so hard.
Hulk dick.
Feel it.
Hulk dick. Yeah, breaks out of your pants, your purple pants. Brrr.
So what are we anticipating for Thor 2? I know this past weekend it did $86 million domestically. Worldwide is $180 million.
That's a pretty good opening weekend. I'd say, you know, I've had a couple friends that watch it. They haven't really told me much about it, but I'm guessing that there's going to be another cameo in there by old Samuel L. Jackson. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, yeah, they have to be.
You think Sammy J will be in there?
Yeah, he'll be like, "God dang it!" Or, "What? Motherfucker, like, we need you again." You know,
it'd be
like,
great to see Agent Coulson pop up just for the sake of, "I thought you were dead."
Just to legitimize the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were talking, I think that they were talking about having a crossover with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with Thor 2 somehow.
Well, I did see an interview online, and they were asking Loki's character, Tom Hiddleston.
Tommy H.
They were asking him, they said, "What is your speculation for Agent Coulson being alive?" And I think they meant in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But he said, because the guy that actually plays Agent Coulson is such a good person in real life that they decided they couldn't kill him. So, but
he was on Loki was on another podcast on
the Nerdist.
The Nerdist.
On the Nerdist, they did Marvel Week. They had Tom Hiddleston. They had Kevin Feige. He's
when are we getting? Because nobody listens to the Nerdist.
Yeah. <no. laughs> What was the other one they had? They did three that week. Oh, Clark Gregg. They had Clark Gregg, Agent Coulson.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
I haven't gotten to Loki's yet, but I got Agent Coulson's down. That was a good one.
They were all really good episodes. You'll enjoy them.
Yeah.
So, what's your favorite out of these out of this cinematic universe? I will say out of Phase 1, Iron Man 3 is off the table.
Was the Avengers Phase 1?
Yes. That was the end of Phase 1.
I want to say my favorite is the Avengers, and I know it's kind of cliche, you know, it's $1 billion, but my favorite part about it is that whenever they're showing the different characters in the movie, it feels like you're in that kind of movie. So, like, when they're showing Captain beating up the punching bag, you feel like you're back into the Captain America movie, you know?
It does. It's almost like a sepia-tone filter.
Yeah, and when you...
It feels like it's old-timey.
Yeah, and then when you see, like, Stark and Pepper talking together, you know, it feels like you're like, "Oh fuck, I'm in another Iron Man movie, sweet," you know. And it feels the same way with the Hulk when he's like in a third world country getting chased by little children, you know?
That's very true.
So
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, it really feel like they really throw you back into those movies, and I think that is really good.
I mean, the Avengers was my favorite for the sake of, yes, it was not, I mean, I'm a big Iron Man fan and have been since a little kid. It wasn't an Iron Man movie, which is what we were all worried it was going to be due to his success,
he got 50
Robert
million.
Downey Jr.
Yeah.
As that character. I think that was my favorite as far as an action film. My favorite, though, I've never been a big fan of the Captain America storyline. I mean, I had a couple of the action figures as a kid.
You don't like America?
But, yeah. Oh, no. They did so much with so little in that movie. I mean, it was shot so beautifully. All the colors and everything come together so well. The storyline is great.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's probably like, it did the most for me with, I had just the lowest expectations for that movie. And
plus,
it really was surprising.
Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, you got Lord Elrond.
As the Red Skull, like, he's got the best voice ever.
And, I mean, I liked...
Hugo Weaving, we got to get him. He needs a hero spot.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, Lord Elrond's a good guy, but, I mean, seriously, he was Agent Smith. He was the voice of Megatron.
Yeah.
We got some problems here.
I mean, Thor for me was... it was kind of cheesy in some spots. And, yeah, there are some beautiful spots shot on, you know, in the alternate universes where he and Loki are from. Universities. Where's he and Loki from?
Asgard.
In the commons.
Yeah, in the commons. down on the courtyard.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, those were really good scenes in Asgard.
Great scenes, but for me, the movie as a whole didn't do as much for me as I wanted it to. I wanted it to be something bigger. So it'll be nice to see Thor 2 this week to see if they went above and beyond and kind of impressed me with
it. And I think the original Thor was kind of ended abruptly.
Yeah.
You know, with the destruction of the bridge, and he's all like, "You'll never see her again!" You know, and then... Fucking old boy with his...
Yeah, how is he not ever going to see her again? Like, they don't fucking rebuild in Asgard? You knock something over, it just stays down forever?
Yeah, and that's, you know, because the fucking Rainbow Bridge, like, went out, and it was... you know, it was destroyed, and all that shit kind of, like, fell into the cosmos or whatever. But then earlier in the movie, Loki's talking about all these back doors that he uses to not use the cosmos.
Yeah, back doors.
I want to paint a picture for the people at home right now. I'm going to break the fourth wall. While talking, Brenton is loading a gun.
It's a revolver.
Loading his revolver, and Jeff is making the Michelangelo that I brought for Dustin. He's making him fuck it.
Through the barrel.
Yeah.
Take that 45.
That's a Magnum.
Oh, it's a Magnum, huh? It's a 44 Magnum.
Magnum?
God damn, those things are loud.
Red rum?
Red rum.
Yeah, but no, I think it's awesome how... Well, and that's, you know, in Thor, because they said you'll never see her again, and then... You know, Loki talking about the back doors, and that's how he goes to see the Frost Giants, and fucking Heimdall doesn't know because he, you know, but Heimdall's gaze sees every, you know, he's like the omniscient dude, or omniscient. But I'm curious to, you know, you're laughing about back doors, but I'm curious to see what they are, you know, like what they are, where they go, you know.
It's like something out of Harry Potter, like you have to stand in a toilet and flush it.
Yeah, exactly. Moaning Myrtle, punch her in the face with your hammer. And she'll let you buy. And I'm curious with the Thor, are they going to show part of the other? You know, he draws that, like, tree of whatever for...
The life tree.
Yeah.
Yggdrasil's shield. It's got a weird thing.
Or whatever, for old Natalie.
Well, yeah, they go to, like... Because, okay, the Frost Giants live in Jotunheim.
Yeah.
Earth is...
Jotunheim!
Asgardians live in Asgard. We live on Earth. But they go to the elf world. In this one.
Okay, yeah.
Because the bad guy is Malekith the Accursed, who's a dark elf.
And I was hoping they were going to show some more of that expanded, you know, because that's pretty awesome. But if they don't go into it, then it's just another, you know, another teaser or whatever. Yeah. So.
Well, it will be interesting to see for sure. Okay, real quick, I want to end this with talking about crossovers between the films.
Okay.
I want to list as many as we can.
Crossovers between the films.
So like in Iron Man, we get Sam Jackson comes in, talking about the Avengers Initiative.
Yep.
That's when you're first like, what?
What? Avengers? What?
Then in The Incredible Hulk, in the opening credits of The Incredible Hulk, what do you see?
A lot of Stark Industries references in the computer monitors and stuff.
Right. In the opening fucking, this is how it happened.
You also see some S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff.
You see some S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff as well. You see like documents signed by Nick Fury and what have you. So pretty interesting. Now we move on. The next one that came out was Iron Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we see in Iron Man 2?
Oh, God.
Nick Fury comes back.
He does.
Fury comes back.
Yeah, he's got a
little... We also get Natasha Widow. Romanoff.
Mm-hmm. She was in the second one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's when she got her job. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you get...
we see Howard Stark, who comes back in Captain
America.
Yeah,
which Howard Stark... I really liked... John Slattery is...
As Howard Stark.
Howard Stark, yeah. I almost want to say something else. Yeah, I really liked him in that. That was great. Howard Stark in Captain America was great. The younger guy that they cast him, I can't remember what his name was.
I couldn't tell you either.
I liked Phil Coulson at the end of Captain America playing out in the street with the kids.
Now, that's a rumor. That's not been confirmed.
Gotta be it. Gotta be it.
We'll get to that one. We're still in Iron Man 2. Come on. We're still in Iron Man 2. Hammer. Justin Hammer.
Yeah.
His logo... has the tower in Asgard. Hammer.
Oh, no shit. I never noticed that.
So, yeah, it's the palace. It's that sloping thing. Oh, like, I'm...
Okay.
I know this is radio, and I'm sitting here using my hands to show the motion to Jeff, but... but yeah, so the palace in Asgard is part of the Hammer.
Oh, man, that's interesting.
Little subtleties like that, you know? So when we go to Thor. Thor crosses over. We talk about S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Skarsgård makes mention of somebody he used to know that was a pioneer in gamma radiation.
Wait, when
and
did
once S.H.I.E.L.D. got a hold of him, he disappeared off the map.
At the end of Iron Man 2, don't we have the Coulson goes out and sees the Thor's hammer? And,
yes, goes out and sees Thor's hammer.
Yeah. In New Mexico or whatever. Was it New Mexico or is it Arizona?
New Mexico. New Mexico. Land of Enchantment.
Yeah.
Because they talk about that.
Land of Tears.
Yeah, Trail of Tears.
Yeah.
So what else in Thor? What else would be a crossover? Oh, no, that's not it. That's
okay. Oh, is this one of Stark's, whenever the big machines were raiding that little town in New Mexico?
The Destroyer. He's like, yeah. I don't know. That guy doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah. Is this one of Stark's again?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call. Good call. I think that's all the references in Thor. Then we go to Captain America, and we got a couple in Cap.
Yeah.
So, as you pointed out, at the very end, if you guys don't know, and I think we might have talked about it before, the very end of Captain America, it shows some street children playing Captain America in 1945 or 46.
Is this after when he busts out?
It's at the, like, when they're talking about his legacy.
Okay.
And it just kind of shows, like, Brooklyn living on, in 45. And it shows a kid playing. He has a shield. He painted the Captain America shield on a trash can lid.
Yeah.
And that little boy's mom is yelling for him, and she's yelling, Phil.
Okay.
And if you remember in the Avengers, Phil Coulson is this huge fan of Captain America.
He's got the cards and everything, yeah.
So the theory is...
Iron Man 2 reference again.
But
Phil Coulson pulls it out of the trunk of Stark Industries stuff. What's this doing
he
here?
He pulls out the shield. Captain America shield it's that you see in Iron Man, briefly. That's right.
He's like, do you know what that is? Yeah.
That's just
what I needed.
Yeah.
Which is funny because he's making vibranium.
Yeah.
That's what he's using the power of the chess piece.
Yeah.
Is vibranium. So that's pretty funny. Sorry. So through use of the Infinity Serum, which is a Marvel Universe potion that greatly reduces aging.
Marvel Brotion?
Yeah, Marvel Brotion. So, the Infinity Serum would then account for Phil Coulson not being that old when we see him in the modern era, but him also surviving being stabbed in the heart by Loki.
Yeah.
So, just an idea. Also, in Captain America, in the very beginning, when the Red Skull goes to find the Tesseract, it is hidden. They're in... Norway, it's hidden in a relief of the Tree of Life, Yggdrasil, or whatever.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's another tie-in, right? That's tying Thor to Cap.
Whenever we meet Howard Stark in Captain America, we first see him at Stark Expo, and he comes out in the car. Later on, we see him in some sort of back alley secret laboratory, underground laboratory that S.H.I.E.L.D. has. And... I believe, and I would have to watch this again, and I've been meaning to watch Captain America again. I think he calls his assistant Pepper.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
And so I'm curious if maybe that's like Pepper Potts' current Tony Stark, like his or her aunt and the new Pepper Potts that's, I was going to say, servicing Robert Downey Jr.'s character.
Hello.
Is named after her aunt, and that's some sort of weird coincidence.
I mean, her real name's Virginia.
Virginia Potts?
Yeah.
Not as good as them Ohio Potts, but, you know.
Anyway, the Stark Expo, Howard Stark showing off the car.
Lola.
That's the first... if it is Lola or not, we'll find out. but that's the first repulsor tech that's used by Iron Man. That's adapted for Iron Man. You know, also they show the... the original Human Torch, the android.
Yeah.
Is at the expo as well. So that's another tie-in thingy, I guess.
Yeah, because he was the Human Torch in the other movies.
No.
The guy that played...
Oh, no. Okay, I see what you're saying. The guy that played Captain America played the Human Torch in Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Yes. But there was a Human Torch in the 1940s.
Oh, okay.
That was an android.
Gotcha.
That it was the synthetic man. And as soon as he... as soon as they took him out of his encasement and he hit oxygen, his body... just erupts into flames uncontrollably.
Gotcha.
And so that's, they showed that. They showed him still encased in glass, but yeah, kind of a fun thing. So it used to be the Human Torch, Namor the Submariner, and Captain America running around in the 40s.
40s was a crazy time.
crazy time.
Yep.
And then you get to Avengers.
Yeah.
Oh, we left out Hawkeye was in Thor as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets introduced and doesn't do anything.
I'm sure there's a ton more of these that we're missing.
Yesterday I was in the gym and they had...
Why?
I'm in there
just kidding.
4 or 5 days a week. They had the TVs going and it's at my apartment complex. There's only 2 TVs. I was the only person in there. And they had the Jeremy Renner SNL episode from last year.
It was horrible.
Oh, I thought it was funny. I thought it was almost unwatchable. Stuff. There were a couple things that he did on there that were good, but yeah, it was about 10 or 12 minutes of good compared to the other hour and 15 that were just terrible.
Yeah, just awful.
But so I watched, it was the opening scene where he was playing piano and stuff. I watched that, and then by the time that was over, it was time for me to leave. But I only spent 10 minutes in the gym. I was right at the end of my workout, but... No, it's interesting. I really like the Avengers spoof that they did on SNL. Did you see that?
Yeah. I'll have to check it out again. It's been a while.
They gave Hawkeye shit for just doing nothing and being just no use to anyone.
Well, he really isn't. I mean...
Yeah, it's true.
I shoot my bows and arrows.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get a merit badge in this. That's awesome.
Yeah, but Jason Bourne, or whoever. He's not Jason Bourne, but the other Bourne guy. He's pretty good.
I need to sit down and watch.
I liked him a lot in Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Or no, that's...
Mission Impossible?
Yeah, yeah. Back to the crossover thing, I think it's not in the Marvel Universe, but the new Superman movie that came out, all those little hints that they put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't there some trucks or something that said S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No.
There was something.
Not a DC movie, I wouldn't think.
There was something from the Marvel Universe in it, though.
I couldn't tell you, man.
I don't remember what it was, but it was like hinting at the crossover or whatever. I think. Maybe I'm crazy.
I mean, there was a lot of like, there was trucks that said LexCorp and some that said Wayne Enterprises.
Wasn't that the satellite that said that?
It was a couple things. Yeah. There's a video on YouTube that has a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You guys can check that out in your free time. I think we're going to go ahead and say goodbye from here at the brothel. We don't have Dustin to tell us a stupid joke. Does anybody have a stupid joke?
What's the difference between a woman and a computer?
I don't know.
A woman won't accept a 3.5-inch floppy. But now computers don't either. So.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Anything on your end there, buddy?
I don't have anything, no.
All right, then we will see you later from here at the brothel. Thanks for listening. Go to www.followthe.tv. Listen to all our shows, like The Zymologist with Jeff Gorham.
Oh, thank you.
Or my wife's show, Music to Your Ears. We've also got Mad Chat, Instant Film Review, and something else. No, just this show. Yeah, Rank with Brothel, there you go.
If you're interested in The Walking Dead, follow us on the YouTube channel. And then on Mad Chat last week, Vincent Ward, who was on The Walking Dead, one of the characters, Oscar, he was a guest. I don't want to say star, but
yeah, we interviewed him. Yeah,
he did a nice interview with us, so check that out.
Cool guy. So we'll see you guys next week at the brothel, and we'll be here for Rancor's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Wednesday and Thursday's Battlestar Brothel. La 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 la